all year round, but it would be more over in Louisiana than here.
Mm-hmm. And out near the coast, sort of a marsh that's got salt water, you'd call that a...
marsh.
And say if you had some land that was a little swampy or marshy, you wanted to get the water off, you'd say you wanted to...
drain it.
And the things that you dig to drain the water off.
Ditches.
And say if you had a heavy rain and the water cut out a big area.
Channel.
And what if that went on and the water cut out a real big, wide, deep place? You'd call that a... Do you ever hear it called a gully or ravine or hollow?
Yeah, but that doesn't have water standing in it. A gully and a ravine don't have water standing in them.
Uh-huh.
If you're talking about something like a creek washing out a place.
How did the gully...
that is another channel.
Uh-huh.
A gully or a ravine have been washed out by water, but are now dry. They don't run all the time.
Is the gully and ravine the same thing?
Yeah.
But a channel's got water in it?
Yeah.
And something, a small rise in land would be a...
a hill?
Okay, any other names?
I would say a knoll, but that's not used here.
What's the difference between a knoll and a hill?
There really isn't any difference. The hills, what people call hills here, are really knolls.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you want to look up the definition of a knoll, it's just a small rise in land, but they're not really any hills, per se, but they call them hills.
A hill would have to be bigger?
Well, around here, a hill is just anything that's 2 feet over level.
But you think of a hill as something that should be bigger than...
Yes.
And to open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob about land?
No.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a...
mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp would be the...
I don't know.
You say the car went over the part that sort of hangs over. What about a cliff?
A cliff?
Uh-huh. Talking about several of those, you talk about several.
Well, I suppose so if you're somewhere where they have cliffs, but we don't.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you'd call that a... just a low place, still up in the mountains, but just a low place between two mountains would be a... or gunfighters on television, for every man that they'd kill, they'd cut a little...
notch.
And you have a stream that's flowing along and it drops off and goes on over. It'd form a...
I'd say it would form a gully.
Or, I mean, when the water's going over, you'd call that a...
a waterfall?
And a place where a boat stops.
Dock.
And what else do you have besides a creek that's flowing water?
A stream. A river.
Which is the smallest?
A creek.
Mm-hmm.